Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-3122. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. Instances of SCP-3122 are to be stored in a Faraday cage-shielded storage container when not being used for testing. Evidence of the existence of Elevix Electronics and any products produced by it are to be removed from public awareness using standard data censoring protocols. Description: SCP-3122 is a series of consumer satellite navigation systems produced by the now-defunct Elevix Electronics. The anomalous effects of SCP-3122 manifest when the following conditions are met. The currently active journey of SCP-3122 is estimated to take over 3 hours to complete. The vehicle in which SCP-3122 is situated has currently undergone at least 2 hours of the programmed journey. At some point following the two-hour mark, SCP-3122 loses its signal tracking. No specific cause for the loss of signal is required. Once these conditions have been met, following the loss of signal, SCP-3122 will connect to an unknown source from which it will begin receiving information. The vehicle in which SCP-3122 is installed, along with any occupant of the vehicle, and SCP-3122 itself, will be translocated to SCP-3122-1. SCP-3122-1 is a topographically inconsistent pocket of space-time which initially resembles the area of which SCP-3122 and its associated vehicle were removed. Once within SCP-3122-1, SCP-3122 will begin to relay instructions that are increasingly nonsensical, and SCP-3122-1 itself will begin to change both its layout and contents, with the severity of these effects increasing over time. After a period of time following the victim's entrance into SCP-3122-1, typically between 24 and 72 hours, the vehicle will re-enter standard reality at the final destination point of the original journey. SCP-3122 will be present within the vehicle, though any life forms will be missing. An investigation into Elevix Electronics revealed a number of consumer electronics developed by the company, many of which demonstrate anomalous properties. No record of the creation of the company or any employees working for it could be found. The registered business address for the company was determined to be a large warehouse containing numerous crates of SCP-3122 instances. Analysis of recovered security footage from the area around the warehouse revealed repeated visits by a single individual, determined to be POI-30808, Shizuro Masani. POI-30808 has previously been linked to various religious cults typically centered around minor anomalous objects. The last recorded sighting of POI-30808 was in 1996, following the mass suicide of one of the associated cults. A software update for SCP-3122 was developed and released, with the goal of disabling any devices onto which it was installed, and a recall order for all affected products was enacted. It is estimated that over 95% of sold instances of SCP-3122 have been recovered or rendered inert. SCP-3122-1 Exploration. On July 19, 2016, permission was granted to attempt exploration of SCP-3122-1 to determine the nature of the anomaly and ascertain the possibilities of recovering the lost civilians. A vehicle was equipped with an instance of SCP-3122, numerous recording and tracking devices, and piloted by D-Class personnel D-993211 on a programmed journey that would take them through a tunnel sufficient to cause the loss of GPS signal 2 hours and 5 minutes into the test. Following are transcripts of the recovered recordings, starting immediately prior to the activation of SCP-3122. D-99 was instructed to continue describing his surroundings even if contact with control was lost. He was otherwise not informed of the nature of the experiment.
Okay, I can see the tunnel up ahead.
Acknowledge. Maintain contact and keep us informed of any occurrences.
What exactly are we expecting to happen here?
Unknown. That's the point of this experiment.
Uh-huh, yeah. Look, I know you science types always write us off as idiots, but we aren't stupid. We always know when you're not telling us everything.
Proceed into the tunnel.
Yeah.
GPS signal lost.
I guess we expected that, right?
Approximately 30 seconds of silence. Note, contact with control was lost at this point and not reestablished.
Hello? Hello? Guess I lost you guys too. Well, nearly out of this tunnel at least.
Connection established. In 300 meters, turn left onto Via della Conciliazione.
That's weird. I don't remember a turn coming up, and is that Spanish?
Turn left onto Via della Conciliazione.
D-99 takes a turn as instructed. It should be noted there is no left turn on the road exiting the tunnel in which contact with D-99 was lost.
That's weird. I haven't seen any of the cars since I left that tunnel. Hang on. There's another tunnel coming up. It looks exactly the same as that last tunnel, the hill and the rocks and everything.
Visual analysis of recovered recordings confirmed an exact visual match between the exteriors of the first and second tunnels.
Looks the same inside, too. I haven't lost signal this time. And here I thought you were just sending me on a nice little road trip with no weird shit involved. Just realized I've been in this tunnel for about 5 minutes now. That seems weird. I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that there are no 5-mile-long tunnels in Derbyshire. Still no other cars, either.
Accelerate to 180 kilometers per hour.
Great, now the sat-nav has gone nuts, too. Why the hell is this thing in metric, anyway?
Accelerate to 180 kilometers per hour.
You're the boss, insane computer. Oh, I doubt this bucking can even get that fat.
D-99 is cut off as the vehicle rapidly accelerates to 180 kilometers an hour, forcing him back into the seat.
Holy crap, I think the car is driving itself! The brakes aren't working, what? Holy shit!
The vehicle suddenly makes a hard right turn, directly into the wall of the tunnel. It passes through the wall without effect, emerging in a similar tunnel before making a similarly sharp left turn.
Oh god, I'm gonna throw up. Come on, stop, you piece of...
The road seemingly drops away. The vehicle appears to be in free fall for approximately 30 seconds. D-99 can be heard screaming. The vehicle suddenly appears to be on what looks like a desert road. No impact from the fall occurs. D-99 can be heard breathing heavily.
Sweet fucking Jesus, what the fuck? Okay, I'm alive. I'm fine.
D-99 looks around out the windows of the vehicle.
Where the hell am I? Some kind of desert. I know there's nothing like this in Derbyshire. I can't see anything around besides this road. It's pretty hot here. I can already feel the heat through the windows.
Continue for 12,000 kilometers, and then turn 470 degrees counterclockwise, and remove your left arm.
What the? Fuck that. I'm going the other way. Looks like I have control of this thing again, and I'm sure as shit not removing any arms.
D-99 turns the vehicle around on the road and begins driving.
Okay, I've been driving for what feels like hours now. Nothing has changed here. I can barely even tell if I'm moving. Just the same desert. Fuel gauge doesn't seem to be moving, and I haven't heard a peep out of this busted-ass sat-nav, I think.
In 500 meters, remove 37% of your skin using the supplied cleansing knife, and then surrender your soul.
Should've kept my damn mouth shut.
D-99 visibly jumps in his seat and then picks something up from in front of him.
What the hell? A weird-looking knife thing just appeared in my lap. Fuck this!
D-99 opens the window and throws the knife out.
A roadside agent will be along to assist you shortly.
That sounds bad.
A high-pitched screaming sound can be heard in the distance. Cameras detect a shape ahead, which D-99 notices a few minutes later.
The hell is that? Looks kind of like a horse? A massive fucking horse with some giant guy riding it. I think it's heading right towards me. Christ, it's tearing up the road, too! I'm gonna have to turn around. I don't want to get anywhere near that thing.
D-99 turns the vehicle around. As it begins driving in the opposite direction, a large equine creature with the torso and upper body of a humanoid growing from its back appears on the road, completely blocking it. It emits a high-pitched screaming sound. and D-99 swerves off the road.
Shitty Christ! What the fuck? What the fuck? Where the fuck did those assholes send me? Jesus fucking Christ!
D-99 looks behind him. Cameras show that the entity and the road are both gone.
Okay, still alive. I guess no road is better than whatever the fuck that thing was. Guess I'm just driving through the desert now. Been driving for hours now. Clock still seems to be working, if nothing else. It's getting a little cooler, but the sun doesn't seem to be going down. Also, I just noticed that all the clouds seem to be in the shape of some symbol. It looks familiar. The sat-nav has been making weird sounds every now and then. Doesn't sound like words, just random vowels or something. Yeah, just like that. Anyway, I spotted something off in the distance. Looks like a building or something, maybe, so against my better judgment, I'm gonna head towards it. Yeah.
In 100 meters, stop at the crossroads. Make a deal and surrender your flesh.
God damn, I wish I could turn this thing off. We're not even on the road, you stupid piece of junk.
D-99 strikes SCP-3122. No damage is caused.
Okay, I don't seem to be getting any closer to whatever that is out there, and it's getting late. According to the clock, anyway. The sun still hasn't moved. Anyway, since you Foundation folks are actually kind enough to pack some supplies in here, I'm gonna eat and try to sleep. Probably a terrible idea, but I can't keep driving forever.
At the roundabout, take the 12th exit. The sleeper will awaken. Glorious. Reigns supreme.
Hopefully this thing will keep it quiet while I'm trying to sleep. Oh! The symbol in the clouds! It's the same symbol that's on the goddamn sat-nav! The company logo or whatever. I guess. And they're still there. Clouds in that shape, all different sizes. I'm sure that'll mean something more to you Foundation eggheads than it does to me.
He awaits. Take the next exit.
6 a.m.? I guess I wasn't eating during the night then. What the hell?
D-99 can be seen looking out the window of the vehicle. External cameras show the number of structures have appeared in the immediate area. No motion was detected since the vehicle was stopped.
Not eaten, but looks like I was towed. The hell am I now? Looks like some kind of town? Still in the desert, though, and I don't see any people around. Looks old. All these buildings seem pretty worn down.
Follow the road for 300 meters, then embrace oblivion. He will be nourished.
Oh, there actually is a road. I'm gonna look around a bit and see if I can find any people or signs that anyone has ever been here.
D-99 tries to open the door, but it appears to be locked.
What the... Come on, damn it.
D-99 attempts to unlock the door and tries to open the other doors and windows. All attempts at leaving the vehicle fail.
God damn it. Can't even stretch my fucking legs. When I get out of here, the first Foundation fool I see is getting punched in the face. Road it is, then. Seems old. It's made of cobblestones or something.
D-99 follows the road for approximately 5 minutes, passing through what appears to be a small town or village. No occupants are seen. All the buildings are made of stone of a similar color to the desert sand.
Bow before. Then take the next right.
The road only goes right, you stupid piece of crap. Whoa, that is a huge statue.
As a car takes the corner, a statue of a bare-chested human male wearing an ornate headdress and carrying a staff comes into view, standing over the road. It is estimated to be approximately 90 meters tall. It was not visible before the corner. Lining the road before the statue is a series of smaller statues, averaging approximately 5 meters tall, each apparently depicting a different individual in a similar style of dress as the larger statue. The statue standing directly at the foot of the larger statue bears a noticeable resemblance of POI-30808.
Bow down. Continue for 3 kilometers. Surrender.
Starting to get the feeling that this statue is the guy that Satnav has been babbling on about. He's kind of giving me a bad feeling. I think I'm gonna leave the road again. Not sure why that feels like the safer option here, but if the Satnav wants me to follow the road, I'm pretty sure I don't want to.
D-99 drives away from the road.
Huh? Could have sworn there were some mountains to my left, but they aren't there now. Probably wishful thinking to assume it was just a mirage or something.
In 5 cubits, continue towards his embrace. Surrender your soul.
Been driving for over an hour now, and I can still see that statue. It doesn't seem to be getting further away. Everything here is getting weirder, if that's even possible. Those mountains have reappeared and disappeared twice now. The clouds seem to change suddenly. Sometimes into that symbol, sometimes just random clouds. Pretty sure I just saw more buildings to my right at one point. But they aren't there now.
Continue for 1,000 years. Then turn left into his embrace.
And this thing is really starting to drive me nuts. Tried to shut it up, but none of the buttons on it seem to do anything. Can't smash the damn thing either, despite a couple attempts.
He comes. Take the next exit.
What the hell? It's getting darker.
A solar eclipse begins, rapidly reducing the light level. After 15 seconds, the sun is approximately 90% eclipsed by the moon.
I've lost control of the car again. It's driving itself.
The vehicle veers left, bringing a series of structures into view. A number of pillars in various states of decay surround what appear to be an open-air temple, at the center of which is a large stone sarcophagus.
I don't like this. Nothing good ever happens in desert temples during an eclipse. Come on, now.
D-99 can be seen trying to force the vehicles to turn. With no success, it continues on course for the center of the temple.
Surrender your soul. Surrender your flesh. Surrender your mind. Surrender. Surrender. Surrender.
SCP-3122 continues to repeat the word surrender.
No, come on. No, come on, damn it. Come on, come on! What the f-
D-99 becomes increasingly frantic in his attempts to regain control of the vehicle to no avail. He attempts to kick the glass from the window, but is unable to break it. The vehicle comes to a halt directly in front of the sarcophagus, which is covered in a large number of carved symbols. Most prominently in the center is the Elevix Electronics logo. D-99 begins to speak, but is immediately cut off. Analysis of the video footage shows 13 frames of a substance resembling black smoke emanating from the sarcophagus and heading directly for the vehicle. It passes through the roof and windows before completely enveloping D-99. The smoke then recedes back into the sarcophagus. D-99 is gone. The vehicle reverses and drives away from the temple. Approximately 37 hours after contact was first lost with D-99, a GPS ping was received from his vehicle. It was found at the originally programmed destination. No trace of D-99 was found.
SCP-3122 was written by Mortos. Our host and narrator was John Grills. D-99 was played by Scott Thomas. GPS was played by Nicole Goodnight. Our music was composed by the wonderful Tom Rory Parsons. And I'm your showrunner and sound designer, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our producer is Tom Owen. And this is a bloody disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.